You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with writer-director Mike Roma. Mike's latest film is called Dating My Mother and follows the life of a frustrated young man who returns to his mother's home after living in Los Angeles. This week, we get to talk to Mike about what makes this film so personal, how technology has changed our dating life, and the different experiences of love between generations. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, of course.
I was wondering, how did you come up with the idea? Because you wrote and directed the film, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. So it's actually an autobiographical story. I had just finished up film school and moved back home to New Jersey to live with my mom in my hometown. And I just wasn't sure exactly what I was going to do with my life. Hmm. And as I was doing that, I sort of just had this idea and looked around me and saw this relationship that I had with my mom that was once close and had only gotten closer since we were living together again. And I just thought it'd be fascinating to explore that on film.
One of the things I felt is that the film did feel very personal. You mentioned that it feels really autobiographical. I was wondering, what were you feeling during that time of your life? Because I noticed that Danny's character is sort of feeling almost sort of trapped in this particular role. Was that part of your experience?
Yeah, I think being a queer person who really found himself once he left the bubble of the suburb and got to explore his identity and the way that he presented himself, that I wanted to show in film. I wanted to show the return of this fully realized queer person going back to their hometown, which is very, you know, filled with white picket fences, identical homes, identical people, and standing out. I call it being the rainbow sheep. So there's that tension of not belonging, of feeling trapped, because it's almost like you're going back in the closet. You know, some part of you has to be just checking yourself in a way that maybe you wouldn't normally have to in a big city.
Patrick does a wonderful job. And you've worked with Patrick before on Danny the Manny. I was wondering, what is it about working with him that keeps bringing you back to work with him?
I think we both have very similar voices. He as an actor and a performer, and me as a writer. And, you know, whether that's from similar experiences growing up, I just think we have a very similar perspective on the world. And I like hearing the way he delivers my words, too. I we're at the point now where, like, now I really enjoy writing for him because he knows how to take a line and deliver it in a way that is so true and honest. And unexpected in a way that I would never have gone to read the line, you know? So if he pushes the writing in a way that I didn't anticipate, in that I think it's better. and I think we understand each other's voices and we put up each other's strengths. And he happens to be this very nice sort of someone on set, actually, the script supervisor, Harrison Merck, saw the two of us looking at each other, and he took a picture, put it on his Snapchat, and he made a Venn diagram between the two of us. And he had me on one side, Patrick on the other side, and then in the middle was Danny. And sort of like, we know how to composite characters together, I guess.
Right.
You know, and give parts of ourselves to the character. Different parts.
Yeah. Danny in the film, we talked about him feeling sort of stuck. We see him looking for relationships, looking for inspiration. I was just wondering, what is it do you think that Danny was ultimately looking for in the film?
I think connection. I think that ultimately everything comes down to wanting to be loved and be able to give to others. And I think the story is about losing the connection with someone else in order to find new ones, I think. Relationships changing and developing and then a real coming of age.
Sure.
So, yeah, think it's about those growing pains and changing relationships.
It's a really interesting juxtaposition between Danny's experience and his mother. I was wondering if you felt the experience of looking for connection is very different between generations. Is it similar? Or at one point you even mentioned about sexualities. I mean, Danny talks about how it's easier for her as a straight person. I was just wondering how you feel that they match up against one another.
As an artist, it's important to, you know, find the gray areas in all of these answers. So I don't think it's a clear one generation is this way, one is the other. But from my perspective and my experience, the younger generation is much more likely to, I mean, it's like a game almost, right? It's literally on the same device that you're using to play Candy Crush. Like, you're looking for this, like, very strong connection, and also, like, you just got 10,000 points.
Right, like, yeah.
It's so easy to make a game of it and to dismiss people just based off of appearances and everything. For an older generation who's using dating, I mean, they use, moms use Facebook more than anyone else, right? Like, and they're really using it to talk and connect with people. Hmm. And maybe my generation's more about branding and sort of putting out a persona as opposed to just living your life through it.
Right.
So I think the what I'm saying with Joan's character, finding someone and really falling for them, and someone that, you know, isn't necessarily perfect. I don't think that, you know, when you see the character of Chester for the first time, I think that's sort of an unexpected choice for Joan. But I wanted to show that it's someone that wouldn't necessarily be obvious, that, like, on a dating app, if you look at, like, Lisa's character, Captain Jimmy's character, you are just judging, right? It's important to get past that surface-level judgment and really connect with them in real life.
That was one of the things I thought was interesting, is the film too sort of touches on this idea of how technology is, the, you know, whether it's an app or dating sites, has sort of challenged and changed the way that we look at relationships. You know, you mentioned about looking at the surface of people, and I think that's fair. I think that's accurate. I mean, do you think that technology has really changed the way that we invest in relationships?
I think it has, for better and for worse. I mean, I don't think it's all negative.
Sure, of course not.
A lot of people are, you know, connecting. It's facilitating a lot of good. But it's definitely changing it, you know, in whatever way. I think for some people it's bad. I think that basically with any change, there's a negative underbelly. Like, before the Industrial Revolution, we didn't have to worry about global warming. But we did have to worry about, you know, all these things that we consider basics, like heating. You know? So, yeah, with online dating, maybe we are judging people on a surface level, but we are making more connections. Now, can we make them as deep? Well, that's, you know, based off the individual, I think.
Yeah, I can see that. And like you said before, I think the way that generations use technology also affects all those things as well. One of the great casting choices in the film is Kathy Najimy. I was wondering how she got to be associated with the project.
So I actually wrote that role with her in mind. I've always been such a fan of hers. I think she's hilarious. And was writing this character, and I you know, when I'm writing, sometimes I take an actor in my head, just to make that person feel more alive, like that character, like, oh, he's the kind of person. And sometimes, depending on the scene, it can switch. But with Lisa, it really just stayed as Kathy the whole time. So when I got around to casting, I had one choice for that role, and wrote her a letter along with an offer and the script. And she resonated with the material, and she was actually the first to sign on to the project.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was amazing. It definitely put me at ease for the rest of the process, you know, in some way. I was like, oh, this is a good omen.
Yeah. As we start to wrap up here, with you doing writing and directing, that's great because it lets you put your personal stamp on the project. I was wondering if there was one of those that you prefer, or do you really like the opportunity to do both in the same film?
I do like to do both, but I view them as such similar things, because they both are writing just in a different way. One is more writing on your own, and sort of pulling from all of your experiences and from the ether, you know.
Right.
It can take a lot of time. I view directing as problem-solving writing, a little bit more practical, and it's more collaborative. You're doing it with a bunch of other people. It's a more active form of writing,
I guess. Right, right.
But that being said, like, it is fun to direct material that I haven't written. But I find that, like, I associate the two so closely in terms of, like, the work that I prize the most.
Right.
That brings the most joy to myself. It's definitely the ones that I write and direct, you know.
For sure. Mike, it's great talking to you. Dating My Mother is now available on video on demand. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. So all the major ones, iTunes, Amazon, Vudu, Google Play, Xbox, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Well, thanks so much,
yeah,
Mike.
I'm so excited.
Well, it was
Thank
great.
You so much, Steve. Take care.
No problem. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.